Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Live from Dodge City, Jared Sluppy with you, and we are getting ready for day two of the Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Championships. We have our semifinal matchups in place. And what a day one it was. We saw Donovan West go 3-0 in pool play to start off with a win over Pretty Prairie, 25-19, 25-20, followed by a win over Sylvan Lucas in three sets, in which they lost the first set 25-23, followed that up with a 25-22 and 25-17 victory. And then they finished things off with a 25-21, 25-17 victory over St. Francis. Pretty Prairie is actually the number two seed out of pool number two. They defeated St. Francis in three sets, and then after Donovan West finished up their day against St. Francis, they defeated Sylvan Lucas 25-12, 25-12. So the two seed in the tournament is out. So for the semifinals, it's Little River and Pretty Prairie. They'll be in the court behind us, and of course, here on court B in front is Donovan West and Flint Hills. This Flint Hills team is the number one seed in the class. They went 39. I looked at the wrong record there. I'll try that again. Oh, we'll try it again here in just a little bit. But either way, Flint Hills, they are the number one seed, and they are also the number one ranked team, according to the KVA polls. And they have a chance to get to the championship match if they can win here against Donovan West. We're going to send it to a good break. We'll have an interview with Coach Keller coming up here in just a little bit as our first serve is coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Donovan West Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Do you use diesel around Donovan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium, road, and off-road diesel fuel. Only premium diesel is pumped at Corn Knife, open 24-7 with pay-at-the-pump options, competitive prices, and easy access, even for large trucks and farm equipment. Corn Knife Fuels is located at 1752 Coronado Road on the north edge of Highland, offering premium diesel fuels whenever you need it 365 days a year. So pull in for premium diesel at Corn Knife Fuels.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Overall thoughts on day one.
We're just thrilled. We came to not only just be here and enjoy the experience, but our goal was to make it to today. We knew if we played up to our potential that we had a great shot. We were up and down a little bit yesterday, just thankful our nerves finally settled and we gutted it out. We were, you know, fought off some fatigue, fought off some, you know, volleyball is just such an up and down game. And at this level, you've got to be on all the time to win. And so just really proud of our girls for getting it done. And we've got a great chance today. Just hoping we keep plowing along.
Did you happen to see any of Glen Hills footage from yesterday by chance?
Stayed up pretty late. might be running off some caffeine and excitement and adrenaline today, but it'll be a tough matchup for us. We're such a defensive team, but we're going to have offense today, and that's pretty much our game plan every match. But today, we know, we can't tip. We've got to go for it. I think I mentioned yesterday our mantra has been, play without fear. And today, I just hope we let it rip. I just hope we let it all out, leave it all on the floor, literally, and that we'll just attack and be aggressive.
And how important is it to get that Johnson-to-Johnson connection going early?
Oh, man. Katie leads us in kills. Tyra obviously leads us in assists. She did suffer a bad wrist sprain yesterday, her first injury in 4 years. We're trusting the athletic training team staff here that's going to take good care of her, and she's gutsy. She'll grit through it. I have no doubt. The adrenaline's going to kick in, and these two girls, they're funny. They're very different girls and have loved their different personalities and how they kind of go after each other, but really hoping we can get the chemistry going early and build off of that from there.
Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
When the rubber meets the road, get the best tire at the best price that works for you. Let Triple L Tire in Highland get you that tire, along with helping you get the miles with the best wheel alignment possible. And let Triple L Tire get your vehicle on a tire rotation schedule to maximize that tire investment. When it comes to tires, brakes, plus oil changes or alignments, let Triple L Tire help you out. Call 785-444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland. Online at tripleltire.com.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
KNZA.
Here we go, the semifinals. Jonathan West in Flint Hills. Jared Slubby back with you here in Dodge City. Jonathan West going with their blue on blues. Flint Hills has their red jerseys with black sleeves and black shorts. See West moving from right to left across your radio dial. And of course, Flint Hills going from left to right. West the 6th seed, Flint Hills the 1 seed, and away we go. And it's a service error right out of the gate for Flint Hills. Definitely will take that. Flint Hills 37-2 on their regular season, plus their sub-states as well. And a bad return, and that's going to be an ace. And it goes into the net. So quickly, D-West up 2-0. Getting some nerves here from Flint Hills. And there, Flint Hills gets it going with a kill by Harley Randall. Eating that one. Another battle of the Mustangs between Flint Hills and Donovan West. Simon Lucas, also the Mustangs. Well, I try not to say Mustangs here this afternoon. Yeah, Free ball hit over to Donovan Westside. Here's a little set for Katie Johnson, and she's blocked at the net by Randall. The Spin Hills team has four seniors. They also have four sophomores, three juniors, and a freshman. Turn by Weathersby, set up for Katie Johnson. She tips it over. Spin Hills ready for it. The far side, here is Alvord, and that is down. Alvord, 5'11 senior. That puts Flint Hills back within one. It's 3-2. D-West still in front. Through the far side, return by Edie, goes too far. Weathersby tips it, and a free ball will be sent over. Sending it to the near side, and that is another kill. Flint Hills, this time, yet again, Harley Randall. We are tied 3-3 after a bit of a slow start. Flint Hills facing a couple of mistakes, starting to hit their stride. Weathersby with the return. Kyra Johnson sets this up to Claire Cole, and that one is down for a kill. Harley Gertie got a hand on it, but wasn't able to keep it alive. And meanwhile, Little River and Pretty Prairie on the other courts, tied 3-3. That is on court A. Back here on court B, D-West up 4-3. Set to the far side, and getting blocked was Alvord. They'll try it again. She'll just tip it over the defenders, and that is out of bounds. D-West going a perfect 3-0 in pool play yesterday. Trying to stay perfect. And Alvord, Randall with the kill. She has such fantastic hops, the 5'11 senior. The West trying to hold on to their 5-4 lead after giving up that last point. Weathersby set to the near side. Weathersby gets it back. That's blocked. Edie couldn't handle it after the block. We are tied 5-5. Serve is to Edie, and Edie lets it go, and it's out of bounds. Second service error already in the first 12 points. I think 11 points, excuse me. U.S. now leads 6-5, and Katie Johnson, a sophomore, will go ahead and serve it away. The far side, and the libero can't handle it. Kobe Holcomb had that one hit her just below her neck. U.S. now leads by two. Johnson again with the serve. This one returned cleanly. Baker Parton, that was actually turning Lakin. Nice dig, sending it back over to the Flint Hills side. Tipped over just barely. Weathersby handles it. Kara Johnson gives it back to Weathersby. She'll just slap it over. That's the far side. Alvord partially deflected off the net to the west side. Weathersby with a shot, and that is deflected and out of bounds. The West gets the points. 8-5, three straight points. The back line returned by Lakin. It's over by Alvord. Weathersby was there, and a whistle, and we have a violation against Flint Hills. D-West now up 9-5. Serve gets to a nice dig by Lakin. And Alvord watches that one go long, out of bounds. It's 10-5. Crystal Ratcliffe, the head coach for Flint Hills, gonna wonder if she'll extend the timeout here early if this continues. Lakin with a good return that time, but not a great set. It's just hit over to D-West side. Kyra Johnson sets this up for Weathersby. She gets that down for a kill. Six straight for D-West. And a timeout is called by Coach Ratcliffe. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. D-West off to a good start here in Dodge City. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
support strong, growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
What a start for D West. They lead Twin Hills 11-5. And the sixth seed trying to get to the state championship. As a serve once again from Katie Johnson. Backwards set for Flint Hills, set for the far side, and that is wide out of bounds. Makes it 12-5. Make that 7 straight points for Donovan West. Set to the far side, Alvor tips it over, Weathersby there to cover it. Moves it back to her, she'll just try to tip it down and whistle, and up against the net is Flint Hills, another mistake. Flint Hills playing pretty sloppy here to start things out. And yet again, Katie Johnson to serve it. And Alvor blocked by Johnson up front. Another opportunity, but this time it goes to D. West. Just tipping it down, and that is down for a kill. Good heads-up play. That was by Wettstein. She gets her first point of the day. It's now 14-5. So a nice dig by the libero, set to Alvor, partially deflected, and that one's down. And finally, snapping that 9-point streak, it's now 14-6. Now serving it for Flint Hills. That is Emily Scribner. As Weathersby gets to the back line, nice return. Tara Johnson sends it back, and that one is down for a kill for Claire Cole. First time we've gotten to see her try to send one to the other side, and she gets it down for a kill. We have now scored 10 of the last 11 points. It's 15-6. Meanwhile, Little River currently leading on Pretty Prairie 11-9. We got 12-9 in the other match. Set to the far side. That is blasted long and out of bounds by Carly Gertie. 5'11 senior can't keep it in. Cole to serve it. And that one goes to the far side for Gertie. Nice dig for D. West. They just tip it over on the second try. Gertie will get it again. Trying to tip it over the net, and she can't. She stuffs it right into the net. Another point for Donovan West. It's a 17-6 lead. Return by Lakin, not a very good return. He'll have to send over a free ball. Wettstein, Kyra Johnson to the near side for Weathersby, and Lakin digs it, pops it way up in the air. Gertie, that is down for a kill. Big time point for Carly Gertie, the 5'11 senior for Flint Hills. That makes it 17-7. Madison Alvor to serve it. Turned by Edie, good touch to keep that thing alive. And a miss hit by Wettstein on her attempt to get a kill. And that one goes into the net to make it 17-8. Never count Flint Hills out of a game. Gotta keep it going, and that's gonna be an ace. Alvor clips the net and it falls down. 3 straight now for Flint Hills. Coach Keller's squad needs to nip this run in the bud while they can. Set Kyra Johnson to Weathersby, going to the back corner, returned soonly by Flint Hills. Now a try by White. Back line, return by Reno. The back line now for Flint Hills. Hit over free ball. Chance now for the West. Well, that's blocked. Weathersby gets blocked up front by Paige Porter. It's at 4 straight now for Flint Hills. It's 17-10. D. West still with a pretty solid lead, but a mistake by Alvord as she sends the serve long, and a service error gives D-West a point back after losing their last four, 18-10. Now trying to find the ball. There it is. Relatable moments. Weathersby sends that one to the back line. Lakin is set up and touched over by Paige Porter. Tyra Johnson to Reno and Riot to net and stays alive for Flint Hill. They send it over to U.S. Way. Wettstein tries to get one down the line, and they got it. Wettstein on the run, and Melina Wettstein, the 5'6 junior, makes it 19-10, Donovan West. And what a fantastic job to not let that 3-point run continue to balloon for Flint Hills. Actually, that was 4 points, but still didn't let it get any bigger than that. Tip over. Good job by Reno to get ready for it. It's tipped over to Flint Hills' side up front by Kyra Johnson. And Weathersby on the return from Flint Hills tried to just bat it up in the air, but instead kind of rode down on her wrist, and it went into the net and down for a Flint Hills point. It's 19-11 now. Served by Porter. Setting this one up to Weathersby beyond the attack line. Sends it to the back line of Flint Hills. Put up in the air. Gertie sends it to Weathersby. Tipped over the line by Kyra Johnson. Now right back to D-West. Edie tries to keep it alive, and Wettstein just sends it back in play. Touching it up in a nice dig, keeping it alive momentarily, and Edie can't quite get it over. That was a tough situation for Donovan West, trying to keep that one alive. Edie had an opportunity. Instead of doing an underhand, she did an overhand and wasn't able to get any elevation on it. They get 19-12, and that serve, another service error. That is the third of the sets for the number one team in the state. So Edie to serve now, up 20-12 here in the opening sets. Set to the far side, and Randall can't get it down. D.U.S. ready for it. Tip over by Reno, and a nice dig. And they do get it to the U.S. side, but tipped right back over to Flint Hills. Another try. Randall can't get that one down. Nice dig from Weathersby. She'll get it back, and she'll just try to get it over. It's dunked down. Almost like she touched the net. Nothing called. A fight at the net, and it's won by Flint Hills. Knocked down by Harley Randall. She got off to a good start. Been kind of quiet since then. She's been rotated out. But she is still in now. A chance for Flint Hills to try to rally with her in front. U.S., though, leads 20-13, your opening set. And Johnson gets one down the line for a kill. Pass the diving Laura Scribner. 5-3 senior for Flint Hills couldn't get that one. Serve coming up for Kyra Johnson. And a senior dealing with a bit of a wrist issue. I haven't really seen that yet today, though. Not even a factor, at least. Set this one up. Gets it back. And Cole just hits it over. And immediately right back. A fantastic job catching him off guard. It was Randall on the second hit. Popped up in the air, giving her a prime opportunity to send one to the other side. She takes advantage, and it's 21-14. Got a football score here. White with the serve, set up by Johnson. Good misdirection, and Cole gets the kill. Actually, no, it's going to be not a kill, but they still do get the points. It's just a violation against Flint Hills. So it's 22-14 now. Hagan Reno, the 5'4 junior, to serve for Donovan West. There's the serve. Libero Lakin gets it. Backwards set. Try to tip it over, and successfully doing so is Randall. Another kill for the 6-foot sophomore. It's been the team's leading score today so far. That one returned by Edie. Just such good soft hands. Tipped over by Kyra Johnson. Flint Hills now with it. Turned by D-West. Kyra Johnson sending in Weathersby, and that one is down for a kill going from the near side to the far side. Makes it 23-15. And D-West just a couple points away from winning this set. We're going to have to wait, though, as we have a timeout called by Flint Hills. We'll step aside for 30 seconds as you're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
At Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, we would like you to stop in, sit down with us, and plan for your funeral needs today. Step by step, we will make a record of your wishes, your vital statistics, and important family information. We can also discuss how you can prepare financially for your funeral service. At Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, we want to help. Call us today for a personal appointment or just stop in. We know it may be difficult, but you'll be glad you did. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, meaningful services to celebrate life.
KNZA.
23-15, Jonathan West leading Good Hills. In set number one, Katie Johnson with the serve to the back line, Lakin with the return, setting this up, and it's partially deflected, and that goes out of bounds. Paige Porter gets the kill. Other match, Little River currently leading 21-15 in their opening set. Of course, the winner of these two semifinals will meet in the championship. Loser of these two playing the third place match. Now one sent over by, or to Edie rather. And Kyra Johnson tips it over, goes right back to the left. I'll send over a free ball. Set to the far side for Gertie. Off the post and falling into play. The West sends a free ball over. They weren't ready for that ricochet. Another try for Porter. That one is into the net. She just hit that one. And it is set points. LeClaire Cole to serve it now. Up 24-16. Turn good for Foot Hills to the far side. Tip over and down for a kill. Good heads-up awareness by the 5'11 senior, Carly Gertie. Put that one right in the middle of a couple of Mustangs. Alvord to serve it. Need to win seven of their next eight to keep it going. Weathersby with a chance. Deflected and back over to the West. And that is down for a kill. That was Wettstein who finished it off. The West wins set number one, 25-17 in convincing fashion. We'll send it to a break for 2 minutes. We'll come back with set number two. You're listening to The West at the state tournament, KNZA 103.9 FM.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
All right, set number two about to get underway. Donovan West wins set number one. Final score, 25-17. Jared Sluppy back with you. And here we go, back underway. Donovan West with a serve. Pass to the far side. A nice dig by Edie, but it's dunked down Randall went with that last hit and finishes it off. By the way, talking about Claire Cole for D West, she ran in the state cross country meet this morning in Wamego as that one gets through for an ace for Flint Hills. I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, Wamego is, what, about maybe 4 hours away? And she ran in it this morning, got all the way here. That's just unbelievable. Set to the near side. Katie Johnson's attempt was partially deflected, kept alive for Flint Hills, and sent over to the back near corner. Weathersby gets it, setting up for Katie Johnson, and she gets it dunked down. Nice block by Carly Randall. Flint Hills off to a nice start. It's 3-0 early. Goals in the game on the back line. Edie and Weathersby back. And Weathersby with the return. Kara Johnson to Claire Cole, and that one's down for the kill. Just talked about her, Claire Cole. Just such an incredible athlete. And she gets Jonathan West on the board for the first time here in the set. And Reno will go ahead and serve it away. Just set, and again, Randall just using that explosiveness with the right hand. By the way, Nemaha Central currently playing for a state title. They're taking on Pleasant Ridge and currently winning that one pretty handily at the moment. Here's a little tip set, and that one to the back far side corner. Back to the west side. Claire Cole sets us up for Weathersby to the back corner. And that one's tipped out of bounds by Scribner. Might not have needed to touch that one up. That might have been out of bounds, but she tries to put it up in the air. And a couple points for Donovan West, and they trail 4-2 here in set number two. Setting this one up, and Randall unable to get that one through. Weathersby tries to get another kill. Nice dig going to left side, back to the west. Backward set, Tyra Johnson tipping it over for Cole. And that one, a nice little tip up and over. Randall couldn't get to it. And makes it 4-3. Expecting Cole to put some power behind it. And just tips it up and lands down. And we have a 1-point set. Sent over by Alvord. And now a big swipe by Weathersby. Put into the net. Missed opportunity. She knew it. Makes 5-3 Flint Hills. Katie Johnson will come to the bench for a breather. Wettstein checking in. And serving is Emily Scribner, the 5'3 sophomore for Flint Hills. ED on the return, setting this one up. Kyra Johnson for Weathersby, and that one's down for the kill. Right in the middle. Flint Hills playing two back. Neither of them could get in the middle of that one. Serve to the back line, return clean from Flint Hills. Tip set, and that one is out of bounds. Attempts from Paige Quarter, the 5'8 sophomore, couldn't quite land that one down in time. Didn't follow through quite enough, and we are tied 5-5. But a service error by Claire Cole. Mistake you cannot make. And a match like this, which Flint Hills did. We saw three service errors for Flint Hills last set. ED with the return. Tip up by Kyra Johnson to Weathersby into the back line. Flint Hills able to recover it. Here's Randall. That one gets through the back line of Donovan Weston down for a kill from beyond the attack line. Harley Randall, the 6-foot sophomore, having a very solid afternoon so far. We like to continue to keep feeding her. Flint Hills leads 7-5 here, set number two. Kara Johnson to Weathersby, just tips it up and over. Sending up to the far side for Gertie. That one is down for a kill, just straddling the net. It's 8-5 Flint Hills with their largest lead of the day for either set. Meanwhile, Little River up 5-3 over Pretty Prairie in set number two after Little River winning set number one. Set to the near side, Weathersby trying to get that one down, not able to do so. To the far side, Gertie gets it down for a kill in front of the diving Edie. And Flint Hills is feeling it right now. Coach Keller going to call a timeout. 9-5 Foot Hills leading in set number two after D West won set number one. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, here we go. Back with it. Flint Hills up by four, and they will try to expand on their lead. Out of the break, Coach Keller wanting to talk things over. And here we go. D-West on the return. Tip over by Wettstein, and a point goes to Donovan West. Flint Hills with a violation. So a big point out of the break, and it will be Weathersby to serve it. Now trailing 9-6 here in set number two. Set to the far side, Gertie tips up and over the defenders, and again another violation. And Gertie knew it as soon as it happened, touching the net on her way down. Makes it 9-7. Down the middle with the serve, sending it up back for a quarter, and that one popped up in the air and kept alive momentarily, and they are able to get it over. Scrambling from beyond the back line, out of bounds. And a return tipped back over to Flint Hills, and they'll try to rally here. They'll send a free ball over to D. Westway. Edie to the front line, Johnson to Wettstein, blocked, and down. Quarter up front with that stuff. Snapping a brief two-point stretch for Donovan West. Foothills now up 10-7. Foothills trying to force a third set. The corner, Edie with a nice return. Kara Johnson gets stuffed, and it is down. Another block up front this time by Riley White. I beg your pardon, no, that was actually Carly Gertie. It's at 11-7. Served by Alvord, and not a good return. It's kept alive momentarily, and they just do sweep it over. Scrambling isn't very good for D. West, and stuffing into the net is Gertie. First and second hit were only within about 0.2 seconds of each other, and it came squirting all the way towards the back line, and a fantastic job by Weathersby to get it over on the third hit. And the return goes too far over to the net. It's easy dunk down time for Katie Johnson. Back-to-back points for D. West to make it a two-point game once again. It's 11-9. Other court, Pretty Prairie taking the lead, 9-7 over Little River. Pretty Prairie also trying to extend to a third set. Beautiful serve. That one also goes too far. It couldn't get the dunk down, though. So D. West will get another try. And this time, Katie Johnson just tips it over. Johnson blocks it. Now she'll set it over the far side. Back in the corner for Flint Hills now, winding up and just setting it. And getting the kill is Riley White. But heads-up play, White going from end to end, just straddling it over the net. Sort of goes to the back line, Weathersby with the return, set by Tyra Johnson. The Perino, and a fantastic job. I don't think she intended for that ball to come off fingers like it did, but it kind of had some backspin and it rolled over. Yeah. And she says, yeah, that's my bet. She wasn't really trying to do that, but it works. And D. West up 12-10. With the far side, and that return goes too far. Touchdown, but it couldn't get the kill. However, the return by Randall goes out of bounds. D. West now within one. Three straight points. Another good serve. Set to the far side of Randall. Misses that one out of bounds. And we are tied, 12-12. Little River now back in front, 11-9 in the other semifinal. And a dig by Lakin on that serve. A free ball sent over. Not a good return. Just a great serve, though. Kenny Johnson tips one over the blockers and gets the kill. Two blockers went up. Nobody was protecting the sideline. He was able to just leak it over. It's 13-12. And an ace. Poor return on the back line by Laura Scribner. And that's five straight points for Donovan West. It was 12-9. Now it's 14-12. And we got some substitutions now for Flint Hills. Now we're ready to go as Tyra Johnson will serve it. Return clean from Flint Hills, set to the far side, and Randall, that one was deflected, and it's down either way. 14-13. Claire Cole just missing that one. Gertie on the return, and we're going to have to see many of them at the serve, but the line judge in the back side was not quite ready, so now we are good to go here. Charlie Gertie, the 5'11 senior, serves it away. Returned by Weathersby, set by Kyra Johnson, and just tipped over by Claire Cole. I think some miscommunication there. Wind up, and Randall has that one dug out by Weathersby. Good job. That was coming in hot. And Katie Johnson has it rejected by Randall. That was very close to the net. It would have been very difficult to get over the outstretched hand of the athletic 5'11 senior for Flint Hills. So we are tied 14-14. Turned by Weathersby, set by Kyra Johnson. And Cole sends that one long. Flint Hills back in front. Turned by Weathersby. Again, Johnson giving it up for Katie Johnson. And a nice dig and slapped over by Randall. Edie was ready for it, though, in the back line. Kyra Johnson just tips it over and gets it down on the second hit. That ball was just about a couple inches over the net. Just tipped it right over. Rode the net a little bit, going to the far side. Nobody there. And we are tied once again 15-15. You know it's a serve. Backward set for Randall. That one's a little bit behind her. Kyra Johnson able to hit it on the return and get it over to the Flint Hills side. Randall gets that one down to the far side. And she has been very good in the second set. After a bit of a shaky first set. Riley White to serve it. Turned by Reno, set by Kyra Johnson for Katie Johnson. A nice dig by Scribner. And that one is down for a kill for Paige Porter. The 5'8 sophomore goes from the far side to the near side. A couple points in a row now for Flint Hills. 17-15. Flint Hills in front, set number two. Nice serve, and that one is down for the Nays. Right on the line, and Coach Keller wants to talk things over. It's 18-15 at Flint Hills. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
This is Ken Glennon from GM Bank. As the seasons change and the temperatures drop, we reach for our coats to keep us warm. GN Bank is proud to partner with Coats for Kids, a Jackson County nonprofit organization that provides new coats, hats, and gloves to children in need up to the age of 18. Through the month of October at our main bank location in Holton, we are collecting new coats, hats, and gloves, as well as monetary donations. Let's work together to keep all kids warm this winter. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, back at it. 18-15 Flint Hills leading Donovan West. By the way, I mentioned Omaha Central taking on the Rams. I meant the Rams of Riverton, not Pleasant Ridge. As of right now, Omaha Central leads 16-12. Had a larger lead, but Riverton able to get some points off in a row. Same thing can be said for Flint Hills. D. West trying to get some momentum out of the timeouts. Here's a set for Randall. Nice dig by E. It's coming right my way, and it's over my head. And a kill. Once again by Randall. She is just so powerful with that right hand. Edie had no chance. As great of a touch that Brenna Edie, the 5'2 sophomore libero for Donovan West, has, not able to save that one. The war at the net, and that one is won by Donovan West. A couple Mustangs, one from both teams, just a duel at the net. Who's going to win it? And Donovan West does. That was Weathersby winning that battle. And it's now 19-16, big point for D. West. Set backwards, and Randall just tries to tip it over. Reno's there. Set back this way. Weathersby sending to the far side. That one's down. Nice touch. Meanwhile, other court, Pretty Prairie leading 19-13 over Little River. The back line, serve returned by Scribner, setting it up for Randall, and again, D. West can't handle it. Glen Hills is the first team to 20 points. They lead it 20-17. Plenty of time left, but they have to act quickly. Randall will serve it. Here it comes. Turned by Edie. Up in the air by Kara Johnson. Set over by Reno. Free ball. Set to the far side and tipped over. Porter had it, Quarter had it deflected. Glen Hills gets it back. Here's a try by Alvord. Keep it alive, but set it into the net. Akara Johnson makes it 21-17. Glen Hills trying to win the set to extend this match to a third. Serve by Randall. Nice job by Edie once again on the return. And Weathersby just sets it over. Lined up and Quarter can't get it down. Partially deflected to the near side. Weathersby trying to get one down. Nice dig. Kept alive momentarily. And they will keep it alive. Alvord gets it. Down for the kill. Wow. Alvord kind of hit off the side of her hand. Put some funky spin on it. Sent to the near side. And it drops. What a big break for Flint Hills. It's now 22-17. Another serve from Randall. Dig by Cole. Pops up in the air. Hit by Reno. And a free ball sent over by Cole. Turned by Lakin. Setting it up for Alvord. And that is going to be kept alive from the back line. And Flint Hills with it now. Good job scrambling. As that one sent wide out of bounds by Paige Porter. Fantastic effort by D. West to keep that one going. It looked like it was going to be another point. Kara Johnson's return wasn't great, but I mean, I don't blame her. It was hit pretty fast. But she kept it alive, put it in the air. Reno touched on it and sit back and play. 22-18 after the D. West point. They'll serve it. Turned by Lakin, set up far side for Alvord, partially deflected, and they'll set it to the back line. Nobody's there, and it's down. Fantastic heads-up play. Back-to-back points. D. West trying to fight to get to that 20th. It's 22-19. There's a serve for the near side. Return cleanly. Set up. Middle and Quarter blocked. Back to the Flint Hills side. Alvord. She's blocked. They'll do it again. Alvord again. That one deflected by the net, but over the D. West side. This will be tipped by Johnson to Weathersby, and she gets a kill on the back line. It was deflected. And it makes it 22-20. Here comes the serve. Turned by Lakin. Backward set, and Randall puts that one down. Randall says, give it to me, I'll do it myself. And she does. And a big point for Flint Hills. Makes it 23-20. I think the issue with them in that first set is she didn't get the ball nearly enough. In no portion of the set, she hardly had any opportunity. Good dig by Edie on the return. Keeps it alive, and it's tipped over by Wettstein. Flint Hills sits to the far side, just tipped over, kept alive by D. West. Momentarily, not a great setup. Cole just has to send over a free ball. Set to the far side. Here is Gertie. That's deflected, kept alive by D. West. And scrambling, can't save it. And Flint Hills takes the points. Set point number one. Serve. That one. Cole on the return to Weathersby, deflected and down for the kill. Big point there. D. makes it 24-21. So a three-point lead. As the scoreboard is wrong up on the big board, but I believe it's right on the official scoreboard, so we play on. Again, it's 24-21. Served by Weathersby. Not a good return. They'll send a free ball over. To the back line, Edie with a return. Here's a set by Kyra Johnson to Weathersby from the tack line. Just kind of slapping at it, and it is into the net. And it is now 24-22. Again, scoreboard on the screen is incorrect, but they have it on the official scoreboard, so we play on. Again, 24-22, and there they have it correct. The U.S. trying to rally here. It is set point number three now. Still got a ways to go. Now it says 23-22. And now the coaches from Flint Hill saying that should be 24, and it should be. It should be 24-22, and the scoreboard says 23-22. So we've had quite a bit of confusion with our scoreboards throughout the tournament, both at the 2A and 1A levels. Just finished up our coverage of 2A, in which Hillsboro won that state championship, Jefferson County North finishing third, and Smith Center, who won it last year, finished runner-up. And then lost in third place match to Jefferson County North and got fourth. So we are good to go. 24-22. And tipped over. And that's going to do it. That'll seal it. Gertie tips it over. And it lands down for the kill. And Flint Hills extends to a third set. So D-West wins set number one, 25-17. Flint Hills comes back, wins set number two, 25-22. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come back with more Mustangs volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Attention all you deer hunters. Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, deer mineral, and attractants. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy. 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
One set apiece between Dunham and West and Flint Hills. Meanwhile, other match going on. Pretty Prairie of 23-22. Pretty Prairie needs to win this set to extend. And they're able to get that point. So it's set point number one for the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, we are ready to go here on court B. Mustangs are hoping to win this match so they don't have to play on this court again for the third place match. And Little River stays alive for the moment with that kill. 24-23 now. Here we go, set number three in this match. Dee West with the serve and we are back underway. Randall gets the first attempt and Edie with a nice dig along the back line. Kyra Johnson sets it up to her sister and she's stuffed by Randall at the net. Tara Johnson said that went up a little bit too close to the net, and Katie was not able to finish that one off. The sister duo, Kyra the senior, Katie the sophomore. Kyra dealing with her first injury of her career. Dealing with a bit of a wrist injury, she has it taped up. And stuffed at the net, Katie Johnson gets blocked by Amanda Brown in the 5'8 junior, and that roar you heard was Little River extending this set to 24-24. So Flannels will now serve it up 2-0. And serves into the net for a service error. They had three of those in the first set. Jonathan West winning in the first set 25-17. Flint Hills responding with a 25-22 win in set number two. Set to the far side. Randall, nice dig. Akara Johnson to the far side. Tipped over by Cole. And a dig by Lakin. Sent it over to the Jonathan West side. And Weathersby partially deflected. Kept alive by Flint Hills. Set to the near side. Tipped over by Randall. Cole is there. Set to the near side. Weathersby sets it far side. Dig by Flint Hills. And kept alive Flint Hills. Fantastic rally between these two teams right here. Katie Johnson set to the far side. Cole slaps it over. And that one is down for the kill. Claire Cole gets the points. As the ball from the other court almost hits me in the face. That seems a little uncalled for. No, I'm not having the best call, but... Little River up 26-25 in that match. Here's a set to the near side. Tip over by Weathersby. Batted up in the air and keeping alive for Flint Hills. Hit over by White. Set to the near side, Weathersby partially deflected in the net. Sitting in a dig, keeping alive momentarily again, but yet again, unable to scramble with Flint Hills. D. West now up 3-2 early in set number three. Serve from Reno. Almost got an ace. Katie Johnson tries to dunk it down. She could not. And then responding and getting it over past Johnson was Carly Gertie. And lands down 3-3. Pretty Prairie, Little River extending, continuing. It's 26-26 now. Here's a set, Kyra Johnson now back here on court B. Katie Johnson, good job tipping it over. No, they're going to say a lift. Looked to me like Katie Johnson, that was the correct call. Looked like she kind of underhanded that one a little bit. Bulldogs now getting the match points. Excuse me, set point. Yes, it is match point. No set point, sorry. Tip up, set to the far side now. Your court B, Kara Johnson with the dig. Weathersby gets that one down. Nobody at the net to try to defend that one. We are tied 4-4. Pretty Prairie wins the set. We'll play third set behind us in court A. Court B already on their third set, 4-4. Backwards set. Randall blocked, and that one does land down on the Donovan West side. Weathersby tried to keep it alive after she deflected it. But couldn't keep it alive for long. It's 25-24. Katie Johnson will come to the bench. Whitstein checks in. She'll be up front with Tara Johnson. And Avery Weathersby as well. Set to the near side. Dunked over by Westing, but it's out of bounds. 6-4, Flint Hills lead. There's a serve by Randall, and that one goes long and out of bounds. With a lot of power on her serves, she caused some disruption last set with some of the ones that she sent over, but this time it's one and done with a service error. 6-5, Flint Hills leads over Jonathan West. Claire Cole to serve. Turned by Lakin. And hit over on the second try, and D. West will do the same. Set to the far side, and here is Alvor. That one is long. D. West ties it up 6-6. Back and forth we go. Both teams trying to establish momentum. It's been fairly even so far. Making another return. Backwards set and quarter. Looks like we're going to have a violation against D. West. So before a quarter headed over, D. West committed a violation. And Flint Hills back up 7-6. Emily Scribner to serve now. Turned by Reno. Not great. It's hit over by Kyra Johnson on the second try. But to the far side for Gertie and Reno. Dig along the back line. Weathersby, and a little dunk over by Cole. Sliding is the libero, Taryn Lakin, to get that one. To back over to the D-West side. Howard Johnson to Weathersby. It's deflected back to D-West. Edie tries to punch it up in the air from the ground. She cannot, and it's 8-6. Serve to the back middle. Edie with the return. Set up for Weathersby. That's blocked, but out of bounds. So the West gets that point. Makes it 8-7. The near side return is good. Set to the far side. Set wasn't very good, so the U.S. has an opportunity. Tipping it to the back line, and that's going to be a lift against Flint Hills. Tara Johnson catching Flint Hills off guard after they were scrambling after a bad set. 8-8, now our score. The far back right corner for Flint Hills. Set to the middle, Alverge touches it over. Reno swipes at it, deflected out of bounds. Point for D-West. Jonathan West with the lead. Little River, Pretty Prairie, third set just got underway. And now it looks like we have two volleyballs out there. Now we just got one, and we're good to go. Serve from Weathersby. Back line, return is good. Flint Hills set to the near side. Albert tries to just touch it over, and she can't. Miss hit. It makes it 10-8. Serve, and Lakin can't get that one. It's going to be an ace. When Flint Hills has been, at their worst, it's been off of some of these mistakes, but when they play clean volleyball, I mean, hard to say there's anybody in the state that can compete with them. Set far side, and that one goes long. Too strong from Carly Gertie, and that is 4 points in a row for Donovan West. I should make that 5. Sorry, it was 8-7. Now it's 12-8. Weathersby serves the back line. Lakin, not a great return. And this is going to be a free ball sent over. But it's a bad hit by Wettstein on the return. And that free ball turns into a point for Flint Hills. Both semifinal matches in their third set. Served by Alvord, and Edie can't handle it. Goes into the corner off of her wrist, and it goes out of bounds. An ace for Flint Hills. Jonathan West still up 12-10, though. Serve to the middle, and that one goes long. Alvord tried to get a little too aggressive that time, and West gets the gift of their second service error of the set and their fifth of this match. Actually, 6. There was one in the second set. Here is the set to the middle. Touch over. There is D-West. Tara Johnson just slaps it over to the Flint Hills side. Set by quarter to the middle for Gertie. She can't get it down. Returned by Weathersby. Tara Johnson just tips it over, but Flint Hills was ready for it. A swipe deflected off the net from White. Good job by Edie on the dig, and we have a violation against Flint Hills, according to that back corner judge on the far side. She blew her whistle. She doesn't have a whistle. She waved her flag, and the official from the near side caught it, so she blew the whistle and made the call. So it's 14-10 D-West. Lakin with the return. Dunked over. Nice dig by Reno to keep it alive. And tipped over by Katie Johnson to that corner. Flint Hills now with it. Setting this up for Randall. It's blocked, but out of bounds. Beg your pardon, that was actually Paige Porter. Randall is in the game, though, for Flint Hills. A 6-foot sophomore. So dominant today. Set by Johnson to Katie Johnson. That's blocked at the net and down and out of bounds. So Jonathan West gets the points. Katie Johnson hasn't had her best performance today. More props to Foothill's defense for being able to get pause on some of the ones she sends over. Sent to the far side, and Edie can't keep that one. Return in play. And Foothill's with the points. 15-12 now our score. D. West still up by 3. Gertie to serve. Edie on the return, set by Kyra Johnson to Katie Johnson, and that in the back corner, that one is down. Needing to get her going, the sophomore gets the kill. Pre-game interview with Coach Keller talking about how important it is to get the Johnson-to-Johnson connection going. Two sisters, obviously, such great chemistry, playing with each other for a lifetime, of course. To the back line, return is clean from Scribner, and Randall gets the kill. 16-13. Behind us, Little River, Pretty Prairie. Little River leads 7-3 in their final set. Serve to the back line. That one is out. The third service error of this set. Seventh of the match. They had 3 in the first, 1 in the second, now 3 in the third. Katie Johnson with the serve. Tip for Randall, just tries to dunk it down, but the U.S. ready for it. Reno gets it. And Cole just tries to set it over. Lakin on the return, setting it up for Randall, and Reno tries to dig it out. She cannot. It goes out of bounds. And it is now 17-14. Back and forth we go. It's been about a 3 or 4 point lead for Donovan West for quite a bit now. Donovan West trying to pull away. Flint Hill's trying to get closer. Set number 3. The back line, Edie can't handle the serve. That one looks like Edie was expecting Reno to be there to return that one. And now Coach Keller telling Edie of a better form for returning that. So 17-15. And Edie can't handle that one either. That one's a kill. Or excuse me, an 8, beg your pardon. That was just a great placement of a serve, and I think they just need to have somebody else back there. Edie pretty much all by herself. Timeout called by Coach Keller, 17-16. And Foothill's back within one. The number one team in the state trying to rally here late to win it in 3. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Do you use diesel around Donovan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium, road, and off-road diesel fuel. Only premium diesel is pumped at Corn Knife, open 24-7 with pay-at-the-pump options, competitive prices, and easy access, even for large trucks and farm equipment. Corn Knife Fuels is located at 1752 Coronado Road on the north edge of Highland, offering premium diesel fuels whenever you need it 365 days a year. So pull in for premium diesel at Corn Knife Fuels.
Kansaland Radio.
17-16, Donovan West with the lead, but Flint Hills with the serve. They've been rallying, and they'll get another ace out of the break. No, it's actually not going to be an ace, but it is sent out of bounds. My math was incorrect. I thought that was the fourth hit, but it was the third by Kyra Johnson, but Johnson sends it long and out of bounds, and we are tied. Third set, 17-17. Another bad return by Edie. That's going to be another ace. Definitely some frustration, that's to be for certain, as Flint Hills retakes the lead. Two up, four back. And not a great return. That's going to be a lift against Weathersby. Another ace. That is the fourth ace in the last 5 points for Flint Hills. There is just definitely some... It's definitely just mental errors and some frustration going on with Donovan West. 2-point lead. Our return is good by Edie. Here's a set to the far side for Weathersby. And that one is down for the kill, right on the line. Very close. And they needed that one to avoid trying to field another serve. So instead now Claire Cole will be serving it for Donovan West as they trail now 19-18. Here's a serve. And that one pops in the air. It's tipped over just barely. Set to the near side. Weathersby deflected. Kept alive by Lakin. just tipped at the net, and that's going to be a lift against Flint Hills, and we are tied 19-19. And a return by Flint Hills, sent to the near side, and another violation against Flint Hills. They've had a lot of those here today. Stepping underneath the line, touching the net of those variety. The West back in front, 20-19, three straight points now for the West. Near side return, sent to the far side, and Randall, good job poking that one up in the air by Claire Cole, keeping it alive. But it'll be sent over for free to Flint Hills' way. Here's Alver. That one stuffed the net, but it's out of bounds. Big point for Flint Hills, and we are tied 20-20. Third set. It's going to get more exciting than this. A spot in the championship on the line. Serve by Scribner, turned by Edie. Set to the near side. Weathersby dunks it over the far side corner, but they are ready for it. Send it back over. Far side winding up. Gertie. Dug out by Edie. Weathersby. And a bad hit by Wittstein into the net. It wasn't a good setup either by Weathersby. It's 21-20 Flint Hills. Weathersby telling her teammates to shake it off and keep going here. And that one rides the net. Wow, that was a big break. Kyra Johnson looked to me like she was just trying to keep it on her side, but it goes to the other side, riding the net, taking a stab at it with Flint Hills, and D. West gets the point. A big break. 21-21. Weathersby to serve. Going from right to left. Return by Lakin. Set far side for Gertie. That one is down for a kill. Harley Gertie puts Flint Hills back up 22-21. Now with a serve is Madison Alvord, the 5'11 senior, sends it over. Return by Edie Bilbero, and they'll send it over with a forehand by Cole. And Gertie has that one dug out. It's over the net, and that is slammed down by Paige Corder, and it is 23-21. A missed hit, sending it right over the net, and an easy duck down for Flint Hills. And Flint Hills is 2 points away from winning this match. Step aside for 30 seconds, 23-21, Donovan West trails. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
23-21, Flint Hills. Leads by two after the Coach Keller timeout. Alvord to serve for Flint Hills, going left to right. Here is the serve. Down the middle, not a great return. Tipped over by Kyra Johnson. That's going to be a violation against Flint Hills. A big point for D. West out of the break. Another silly mistake by Flint Hills, and it's back to a one-point match. Renna Edie, 5-2, sophomore libero. Nice serve to the opposite libero. It squeaks over the net and tipped over, and it's match point number one. 24-22. Fantastic dig by Taryn Lakin, saving that point to 5-4 senior libero. Again, match point number one, 24-22. There's a serve. Return by Weathersby, and Katie Johnson gets it the other side, and a bad return by Weathersby, and that is it. Flint Hills advancing to the championship in three sets. They win at 17-25, 25-22, 25-22. The Donovan West season will come to a close, but they will play in the third place match. Coming up here in probably not exactly 25 minutes because we still have to wait for this other match to wrap up first, but it'll be in roughly 25 to 35 minutes or so. Let's call it that. We're going to go ahead and send it to a quick break. We'll come back with a quick recap and then send it back to the station. This has been Donovan West Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Tough pill to swallow for Donovan West. They fall in three sets after a promising start. They won the first set 25-17, but then back-to-back losses in sets 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-22. And they will get the loser of this Little River Pretty Prairie matchup. As of right now, it's looking like it is going to be Pretty Prairie, as Little River is winning in the third set 20-8. And the Bulldogs and the Mustangs have already played, in which D. West was able to win in two sets, 25-19, 25-20, yesterday. That was the first team that they played. So we'll see how that unfolds. So, again, tough loss for D. West. They'll play in the third-place match coming up here in approximately 30 to 35 minutes or so. So we'll go ahead and have a little bit of pregame for you and get you ready for this third-place match as D. West trying to take away some hardware here in Dodge City. That's going to be it for us for now. Again, come back in about 30 minutes or so for that third-place matchup. Thanks to Brian Hurt back in the studio. Jared Sluffy with you. We've been listening to Donovan West Mustangs Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.